Today's Shir Mishnah Beriyomi is Daf Pei Amud Beis. And we're finishing off the last Mishnah Brura in Simen Nun Beis, which dealt with the halachos of a person coming late to davening. So we had said there, the Ramah had said, that all the brachos that you mechuyev to say in the morning, one should say them as well, even if you have to skip parts of the Pesuk of the Zimra, those are essential. The Mishnah Brura states, look in the Sefer Maimer Mordechai and the Sefer Nahar Shalom, the Zman Kol HaBrachos Hu Kol HaYom B'di'evet. He says that many of these brachos of Birchas HaShachar, technically one can say them all day. And as well, he brings down from the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav LaHagra, the Vilna Gaon's practices, also says this, Vahosuf Shom Od Yosir, and he further adds over there, Dafilu Belayla, no one even at night time would be allowed to say various brachos of Birchas HaShachar, Ad Shas HaShenahu. And in fact, one could say them until he goes to sleep at night. As long as he forgot to say them during the day, he would be allowed to still say them at night. The Mishnah Berurah adds, however, that if the person, however, had the onset of sleepiness and feels already that the sleep is overtaking him, then the Mishnah Berurah says, that he wouldn't be allowed to go say the bracha of Hashem wipes away the sleepiness from your eyes because he's already now sleepy. And this is similar to a din by Birchas HaMazon that we learn in Yitzhak Hashem in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Mikol makom l'chatchila, tzorech lizhar shloli acher habrachos yosim re'abba shos halayom. L'chatchila, preferably one should say all the brachos of Birchas HaShachar in the first 4 hours of the day. B'di'evet, al koponim yochol l'varachos ha-machatzos, you certainly have until chatzos b'di'evet, because he brings down muchach meharbe achronim shlo hivsid ha-brachos achar ha-barshos. Many achronim say that even after 4 hours, one can still say these brachos. And ha-meikol lismoch b'di'evet al ha-gdolim ha-na'al l'varachos ha-machach chatzos in l'mchos b'yodim. And there are those that say you can even do it after chatzos, and one who relies upon this opinion can certainly rely upon it. He says to look in the Bir Halacha, where the Bir Halacha goes through a arichus on exactly all the technical details of this, but the bottom line is that if one person, ideally a person should do it in the first 4 hours a day, he has two chatzos as the next best, and then he has him all day to say all these berachos hashachar if he wasn't able to say them earlier, halacha lemaisa. The issue footnote 10 brings down that this allowance to say these brachos even at nighttime is based upon the fact that they're considered mitzvos she'ein hazman groma, they're not the time-dependent mitzvos. And he brings down in Siman Ayin, we're going to learn, she'lefi zeh noshim chayovos bebirchos hashachar. That's why women are obligated in the birchos hashachar. We don't say that they're supposed to be said early in the morning, and therefore women are exempt from them because they're time-dependent. And furthermore, v'shechei nira mistimas loshan ha-tur v'shulchan aruch she'chayovos kama noshim. And from the fact that the tur and the shulchan aruch don't address this, one can derive that, in fact, women are obligated. However, mikol makom l'chol adeos yicholim l'hamshich ha-sachiyav aleim l'var. Certainly, even if you want to say that they're time-dependent, everybody agrees that women are still allowed to say these brachos, and it is not a problem, even if they were technically exempt. This concludes Simen Nun Beis, and now we begin the very important Simen Nun Gimel, which deals with the dinim for who can be the chazan. The Mechaber starts off and he says in Sif Aleph, Omer Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach Me'umad, that the proper way that the Shliach Tzibur should say Yishtabach is while he's standing up. He should be standing up when he says Yishtabach, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katnala points out, Kidei Sheyismoch Lo HaKadosh Miyad, so right away he can go into the Kaddish without having to have any break. V'lo Yitzarech Lehafsik B'neim B'Hamida Lefnei HaTeva, and he shouldn't have to then stand up and have a slight pause between his standing up and the saying of the Kaddish. In Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down b'di'evet, even a slight pause like this would not be considered a hefsek, and if he didn't, for whatever the reason, stand up or he couldn't start right away, that would not be considered a hefsek. Mishnah Berurah does bring down that in Siman Nun Aleph, we already learned the minig is that a person should stand up even if he's davening by himself, i.e. there is no need to say kaddish, the reason that we brought down here to stand up for yishtabach, but even a person davening by himself should say yishtabach standing up. He brings down the Eliyahu Rabba, who explains shetirates dehosam minhaga v'hocha medina, that over there the minig is to stand up. Here the din is that one should be standing up in order not to have the hefsek. And he says so as well, v'chein kosav agro, the Vilna Gaon writes the same thing, v'chein kosav b'yaterasikainim, the Yaterasikainim says the same thing, the noagim anshe maise lamod kisha omrim yishtabach, that the minig is that people who are zealous in their performance of mitzvahs will stand up for yishtabach, and the Mishnah Berurah says this is true bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, afilu b'chidi. This is true whether you're davening on a weekday, whether you're davening on Shabbos, and or if you're davening by yourself, and or in the tzibur. In Tirshu footnote number two, he brings down the reason for standing up for yishtabach, b'tama dovar, is shenechshav kidover shebikdusha. This is considered a dover shebikdusha, something that requires a minyan, and the din is that we stand up for a dover shebikdusha. Furthermore, he brings down the ode, shenechshav kibirkas hamitzvos shedina mamida. This is also considered, the Baruch Shamar and the Ishtabach are considered a birchas hamitzvah, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore one should stand up for the stating of this praise. Brings down the Bach, who writes the Kosef Shepasuk of the Zimri Makayim Eschov Asipur Shvacho Visparach, that one fulfills the obligation to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we make the bracha before and after the Pasuk of the Zimra, and that's why we stand up. In Dishu footnote number 3, he brings down, what about Nishmas? Because we just spoke about Shabbos, so he says, for Nishmas, the minhag is, the Kafachayim brings down, Sheishlamo Betevos Nishmas Kohoi. The Kafachayim seems to bring down that we have to stand up at least for the first three tevos, Nishmas Kohoi. He brings down the Sefer Lekar HaKemach, who brings many different opinions, and then he brings down Rishlomo Zalman's opinion, which is Nohag Lamod Ba, that people do stand up when they recite Nishmas. Because he says she kechelik mi yishtabach, it's as if it's a piece of yishtabach, a portion of yishtabach, and we stand for yishtabach. And also he says at nishmas we makabel the neshama yisera. This is an interesting idea because elsewhere it's pointed out that we makabel the neshama yisera at least on Shabbos when we say ufro solenu sukas shlomecho in the Friday night davening, right before we say the Kaddish before the Shmoneh Esrei. Others suggest that this is talking about a nishmas, we get the neshama yisera even on a yontif, which is why we say nishmas on yontif as well. Event, that is the custom for those that do stand up for nishmas, however, many people do not stand up for nishmas. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, Kol ha-tesvav shvachim shebi yishtabach. There are 15 words of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They go from the words, Shir u-shvacha, alev u-zimr, etc. ad mea tovi ad olam. Yizorim ha-od shelo lahafsik b'neim. One should be careful not to interrupt between the saying of these 15 words. Va-mafsik on-shogodol. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if somebody does interrupt, he is going to be severely punished for this. However, he does add, Aval ein tzarech shehei b'neshima echos. One doesn't have to say them in one breath. He brings us down the name of the Chayyodim and the name of the Vilna Gaon, and he brings down as well that this is mashma from the Zohar. However, this is not the opinion of the Shalom, who says that one should say it in one breath. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that in the Zohar, it mentions rak hefsik b'dibur. It only talks about it not to interrupt with talking. And he says this is as well the Maisa Rav, that it's just an interruption of talking, but a pause or a breath would not be considered an interruption. In Dishu footnote number 5, he asked the question, what about interrupting for saying Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba? A person saying Yishtabach a little bit more slowly, the Chazan's already up to Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, can he interrupt at that point while he's in the middle of these 15 praises? So he brings down in the name of the Ben Yishchai, the great Ben Yehoyada, Sheyanet, you should answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. However, when you then finish a man answering Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, you should go back and repeat all 15 of the Shvachim from their beginning. And he says this is in fact also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky. The issue footnote number 6 actually points out that some suggest that there aren't 15 praises over here, there are only 13 praises over here because the brachos for the os don't count in this minyan. And he says this is the opinion of the Gra and the Chayyadim. However, the Tor brings down that there are 15 shvachim over here, and the Abu Dram explains Shem Kinegi Tesvav Shir Hamalos. This is Kinegi the 15 Shir Hamaloses that we have in Tehillim, and as well Kinegi Tesvav Malos Shiva HaKadosh Pesach, the 15 mnemonics that we used for the order of the Pesach Seder, Kadesh, Urchatz, etc., and Kenegi the 15 Shir HaMalos that were found in the Beis HaMikdosh, separating the Ezras Noshim from the entry into the Ezras Anoshim. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein Lomar Yishtabach. One should not say Yishtabach, Elo Im Kein Omar, Baruch She'omar, Uktsas Psukei Dezimra. The saying of Yishtabach is contingent upon the fact that you said at least some of Baruch She'omar and Psukei Dezimra. But if you didn't say that, the Mechaber seems to say that if you didn't say Baruch She'omar or Ktsas Psukei Dezimra, you can't just say Yishtabach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes and explains this is true, Bein Shliach Tzibur, Bein Odom Acher. This is true whether you're the Chazan or whether you're an individual. One shouldn't say Yishtabach unless one said other parts of the davening, Baruch She'omar and some of the Kapitlach of Tillim. Elohim Kain in Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Yishtabach hi Brocha Achrona. Because the purpose of Yishtabach is like a bracha achrona after the Psukah de Zimra. If you didn't say the Psukah de Zimra, you can't say the bracha achrona. Umaschelis below Baruch, why doesn't Yishtabach start off with a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? It's because he bracha smucha lebirkatz Baruch Shomer. It's considered a bracha smucha lechaverta. And therefore, al kein ein lomar uso below Baruch Shomer. You shouldn't say Yishtabach unless you said Baruch Shomer. It's a continuation of the bracha of Baruch Shomer. And not the low ketoin, and not like those people that make the mistake. Shekishahim baderech, they're on the road. Oshar shasadchak, or other extenuating circumstances where they have to start davening. Maschilim yishtabach, they think that it's okay to say yishtabach. Shemavorcham ayedei zeh brocha levatola. By their saying of yishtabach, they're not only not doing a good thing, but they're in fact saying a brocha levatola. Tirshu footnote number 7 adds and reminds us that we will learn in Siman Nadalid, Shepsuke de Zimmer, Shaomrim Bineim, Enon Hefsek. Why is, if you say Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach or Bracha Smuch L'Chaverta, why is it not considered a Hefsek to say the Psukah de Zimra? So he says, the Lavush explains, Kivan Shekulam Zimiros V'Sishbachos Heim, since it's all praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not considered a Hefsek because that's what Psukah de Zimra are, and the preceding and closing Bracha is encompassing all of the Shevach that you said in the Psukah de Zimra. In Dirshu footnote number 8, he brings down, that if you just say Yishtabach, it's a bracha levatola, he explains, Kavanaso, the reason for this is Mishum She'ein Omrim Pesukah de Zimra, because you didn't say Pesukah de Zimra, like the Prima Gadim brings down in the Eishel Avram. However, Avol lo Mishum She'ein on Omrim Baruch She'amar, but not because you didn't say Baruch She'amar, because if in fact you did say some of the Pesukah de Zimra and not Baruch She'amar, we break down in the Bir Halacha, which we'll say in a moment, She'af Mishalo Amar Baruch She'amar, Yomar Yishtabach. If you said any of the Pesukah de Zimra, even though for whatever the reason you didn't say Baruch Shamar, you are allowed to say Yishtabach. And this is in fact brought down in the Bir Halacha, which begins Omar Baruch Shamar. He brings down the Chofetz Chaim writes, Ubedi'evet, if for whatever the accident was, Misha Dileg Baruchatz Baruch Shamar, for whatever the reason you didn't say Baruch Shamar, and you realize that, Venizkar, Achar Shekvar Omar Pesukah de Zimra, and you now realize, oh, I said all of the Pesukah de Zimra before Yishtabach, you didn't say Yishtabach yet, and you realize that you did not say Baruch She'amar, so then what should you do? Lo yuchal od levarach Baruch She'amar. You no longer can make a Baruch She'amar because that was Masakin, that was set up, ki hi nisnika kodem Pesukah de Zimra dafka. That was only set up as a bracha prior to the recitation of Pesukah de Zimra. And unfortunately, you've already said praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in Pesukah de Zimra, so it's too late to say the bracha Rishona. It's a little bit like eating, that you can't say the bracha Rishona if you finished eating. However, Mikol Mokom Yomar Yishtabach, but you are allowed to say Yishtabach. Why? The Otu Mishalo Berach Kodem Achila Lo Yivarach Achekach. Because if a person didn't make a bracha Rishona, he certainly is still allowed to make a bracha Achrona. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says the same thing would be by the brachas of Halal. If for whatever the reason you couldn't say the bracha beforehand, you would be allowed to say the bracha afterwards. In the issue footnote number 10, he brings down, in Nitzkar Lefnei Shasim as the Pesukah de Zimra, if you did, in fact, remember that you didn't say Baruch Shomra, and you still have some of the Pesukah de Zimra left to say, he brings down from Rav Ozner, Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi, Shagam im Nitzkar Rak Kodim Vayivaruch David, even if it's only at the end of the Pesukah de Zimra. And in that situation, it's not really Iker part of the Pesukah de Zimra. Nevertheless, Yocholom HaBaruch Shomra, you could still say Baruch Shomra over there. And then, V'yachsolom HaShen is Perek Halalu Kel B'Kot Shav, say one of the Kapitlach of Tilm of the classical Pesukah de Zimra, and then Yamshich Kisei to continue reading by Baruch David, etc. until Yishtabach. That's the opinion of Rav Ozner. However, he brings down the Prima Gadim, who writes, Sha'omrim Tilim Kodim Atvila. If somebody says Tilim before davening, V'niz Damel Lehem Lom Atvila David, he happens to be saying Kapitel Kuf Mem Dalet, which is the Kapitel of Ashrei, Tilul Adovid. So now he has said that, Eino Yotzim Bezei Dechovas Pesukah Zimra. That doesn't count for Pesukah Zimra. He was saying Tehillim. And therefore, so then he can still say Baruch Shomer, even though he said that whole series of Kapitlach over there, which is part of the Pesukah de Zimra at the end of the Tehillim, nevertheless he can still say Baruch Shomer and repeat all of these because he didn't say them now as Pesukah de Zimra, he says them as Tehillim, and now he's going to be saying them as Pesukah de Zimra. However, if in fact one intended to be Yotzei to Pesukah de Zimra by the saying of those Tehillim, then he would not be allowed to say Baruch Shomer because he's already finished saying the Pesukah de Zimra. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Al Kain Ovel, or Yard Site. If a person is in the 12 months of saying Kaddish for the parents, actually the 11 months, he's in within the 12 months of the death of a parent, or he has a yard site for a parent, Shehis Achru Lovel, the basic necessity, he comes late to Shul, until Ad Korov Labarchu, he comes very close to Barchu. So he's he's not said the Pesukah de Zimra, and now he has to go up there to daven for the Yomer, and they're up to Yishtabach, and he didn't say Baruch Shomer or the Pesukah de Zimra. Now it's his time to go up there to say Yishtabach, because he's not allowed to have any interruption between Yishtabach to the Kaddish. Yiru al koponim lomar mitchila li'atzmon Baruch Shomer ve'ashrei. He should try on his way to go up there to at least say Baruch Shomer and Ashrei, so he shouldn't go say Yishtabach without having said any of the Pesukah de Zimra or Baruch Shomer. V'chein achazin b'Shabbos. Likewise, the Shabbos chazin who comes late to shul, shesach alavo at korv of the Baruch, he also comes in close to Baruch time. So he should also try to say Yir al koponim lomar mitchila li'atzmon Baruch Shomer ve'ashrei v'nishmas. He should say the minimum, which is Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, and Nishmas, as we've already spoken out, and then Yishtabach. And it says, this is what we learned in Simon Nun Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. This concludes today's shiur.